Chapter 1. Touch and Go. Puff, puff, purr, purr, pant, pant. Short, quick blasts of air were coming from Ludwig as he lay on his back, with all four legs and tail doing strenuous bicycle movements. He was thinking about his exercise course, Pinnacle Performance for Pussycats, and that he needed to be super fit to become the most renowned warrior cat in the world. Exactly when all legs and tail were bicycling in and out, 9-year-old Juniper Chase rushed in with his new green laser sword, doing his latest Brazilian jiu-jitsu sparring moves. He jumped over Ludwig with a grunt, then dived onto him, his knee bent into Ludwig's belly. "Hooray, look at me!" yelled an overexcited Juniper. Ludwig was about to give him a good scratch when Juniper's younger sister, Dew, skipped in with a bowl of butter.
"Time to put the butter on your paws, Ludwig. You know what Mum said," smiled the delighted Dew.
Ludwig flicked his whiskers woefully.
"What an old-fashioned idea," he thought.
Juniper and Dew's mum had let them bring Ludwig to their dad's and stepbrother River's place for a week in the summer holidays, and she had said putting butter on his paws would keep Ludwig from getting lost.
"As if,"
purred a disdainful Ludwig. Dew started to apply the butter as the deafening thump, thump, thump of River's drum practice vibrated through the house.
"River," shouted Juniper, "come in here. There's a secret we have to tell you."
River ran in.
"Well, if it's a secret, everyone knows, because you were yelling."
"Yikes, I didn't think of that," whispered Juniper as they gathered around him in a huddle. "Look, I brought the large old brass key from our attic. Let's see if it works somewhere in Dad and Angela's house." The what-if kids crept stealthily from room to room. Juniper tripped over some toys lying on the living room floor, and they burst into giggles.
"Clutzy butsy," said Juniper, which made them start roaring with laughter again. "Come on, everyone," said Dew, as she twirled around. "Let's go and play outside."
She rushed into their large garden and hollered,
"Bring your laser swords, as we are going to play superheroines."
Outside they dashed and headed for the Illawarra flame tree in the backyard. As Dew climbed up amongst the scarlet flowers, she was imagining herself as a flying superheroine. Ludwig kept slipping back because of the butter on his paws, but he finally made it. Juniper got halfway up the tree when the branch she was holding onto broke with a sudden, sharp crack. "Oops," he thought. "Nearly fell," as he quickly swung himself onto another branch and scrambled up the tree. River was taking his time, humming a tree-climbing song he had made up.
Tum-ti-tum-ti-tum-di-da.
And had to duck as the small missile-like branch nearly fell on him.
"Hey, Juniper," he shrieked. "You nearly got me."
They thought this was extraordinarily funny. When everyone reached the top, Juniper, with a flourish, brought out the large old brass key and started stabbing around in the scarlet flowers to see if he could find an invisible keyhole. Lo and behold, it appeared right above them. They all looked up, mouths agape. Juniper jumped up onto Ludwig's back and aimed the key right into the invisible lock. The portal opened with a click, clack, and Juniper got catapulted through. Ludwig only had time to put a claw into his shorts. Dew grabbed onto Ludwig's tail, and River was almost climbing in thin air to get to the portal. It started to shut. River had just enough time to squeeze through, but his blue laser sword got a bit bent.
"Wow, wow, and quadruple, wow," said an amazed Juniper. "Knocked my pussycat socks off," meowed a stunned Ludwig,
who immediately started his leg flexing and stretching exercises.
"Look, beautiful delicate snowflakes and snow as far as we can see," said a thrilled Dew, She pirouetted around to take in the wintry landscape. What's the best defence against an angry snowman? A hairdryer, giggled River. Ludwig, Juniper and Dew rolled their eyes in unison. But Dew then laughed and hugged River. And look at the night sky. It is a shimmering Milky Way, said Juniper. They all shivered as they were in their summer clothes. It was freezing cold, and a blizzard was beginning to howl around them. They huddled together, wondering where they were. Ludwig tried to keep them warm by kneading and rubbing his warm jet-black fur against each kid's legs. Shivered Juniper. Let's start walking. We can make up a haiku poem together. Which way shall we go? Trembled a cold Dew, as she was still in her pink tutu. Cats have very keen eyesight, and Ludwig spotted a ray of light through the snowflakes. Meow, meow, this way, trilled Ludwig. Hurry up, otherwise we will freeze to death, he anxiously trilled again. They huddled up closer and started shuffling their feet through the icy snow. Snow, ice and snowflakes, said Juniper, as he began the haiku poem. Be our friend this cold, cold night, sang River. Let us find the light, finished Dew, doing a beautiful arabesque movement. What good is a haiku poem now? How is that going to help us? Hissed Ludwig. Juniper, piped up a freezing River, why don't you use your magical what-if powers to get us away from the snowy weather? If we do it together, that might give you extra help. Yikes! I forgot about that. Great idea, okay. All hands clasped, and Ludwig, paws up, said Juniper. Together, they chanted through chattering teeth. What if we were by the twinkling light down in the valley? Unfortunately, their what-if powers were rusty, and they landed on the other side of the valley and twinkling light. In front of them was an ice hill. It had an eerie three-headed face on it, which seemed to have large, sharp teeth. Fangs, said a worried Juniper. I see swords, said a concerned Dew. I've got an idea, said River. I brought my drumsticks with me. Why don't I beat out a tom-tom sound to get his help? Great idea, trembled Juniper and Dew as they huddled closer together for warmth. Tom and Tom and Tom and Tom, clacked River's drumsticks on the ice hill. Screech! Grind! Great! The ice hill howled back. Groan! Grunt! Whine! It seemed to cry. Wow! Listen to that, said Juniper. Wump mow, wump pass, wump mat. The ice hill screeched again, like a whizzing Catherine wheel. River, I think you've caused an avalanche with that awful tom-tom drumming, howled Ludwig. Escape! Run as fast as you can, shouted Juniper. And they took off, trampling through the snow as quickly as they could. The shimmering Milky Way shone down on their path. But they needed to turn on their laser swords to see where they were going, even if River's was a bit bent. I'm staying, yelled Ludwig above the noise of the avalanche. I'm going to try and hold it back so you can all get away. No one heard him because the noise was thunderous and they were running for their lives towards the distant twinkling light. A mass of snow and large blocks of ice slid rapidly down the rock face, and it had a slight purple tinge and looked like a furious monster which had been let loose. Ludwig flexed his muscles and started batting away the debris that fell upon him. Sock, belt, slam went his legs and paws. Smack, thwack, wallop went his tail. The ice was like many sharp swords trying to destroy him. He was losing the fight and slowly being buried deep under the snow. He was struggling madly hissing away. But he was losing. Suddenly, he felt something attach itself to his back and try and pull him out of the snowdrift. It was Juniper to the rescue, using his jiu-jitsu skills to save Ludwig. "On my back, Ludwig!" he cried, and made his way out from the avalanche, kicking and sideswiping the icy swords and the furious monster with the purple-tinged ice. Juniper, with his excellent sense of balance, had climbed onto Juniper's head, and together they slid over the snow until they reached River and Jew. There were hugs all round, but this time, Juniper, Jew, River and Ludwig had just about turned blue with the cold. Ludwig thought, "Not again. I don't want to be a colour-changing cat." But that thought was interrupted as shards of icy swords rained down on them. "Junie, Junie," screeched Jew, "let's try the magical what-if again." And they held hands and paws and concentrated so hard on their what-if we could be by the twinkling light that when they opened their eyes, they were right outside it.